this goes to, there is actually no PCP to send it to. So this is concerning Margaret Lehnert, L-E-H, and like November, E-R-T, date of birth 4/20 of 1950. This is a consultation for Mrs. Lehnert, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. She does have a long history of high blood pressure over many years, as well as renal artery stenosis bilaterally and peripheral artery disease of the right lower of both lower extremities. She's had no coronary artery disease, but also carotid disease requiring a left carotid endarterectomy previously. She has no current symptoms of chronic kidney disease, and she has had elevated creatinine levels that were noted since January of 2023. Initially, creatinine 1.5 with GFR 37, then February of 23, 1.2 creatinine, GFR 48, 328, 24, creatinine 1.37, GFR 41, July 24th of 24, creatinine 1.53, GFR 35, then this year, 331 of 25, creatinine increased to 1.9, and the GFR was up to, down to 27. So she was referred in September of 2024, but had to reschedule due to poor weather and other appointments that she had that she couldn't work around. She also had a kidney ultrasound and bladder, and that was done 9/14 of 24. Shows a small right kidney at 8.8 centimeters, and a left kidney was 9.5 centimeter with PELVICTASIS measuring up to 2.3 centimeters. She had some simple right cysts, and she had 400 ml full bladder urine in the bladder and 15 ml post void residual. And so the impression showed chronic medical renal disease. The patient denies headaches or dizziness, no history of stroke, no falls, long history of high blood pressure without chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion, and she smoked at least a pack of cigarettes per day for about 50 years. And she's tried to quit several times but has been unable to do so. She has chronic neck and low back pain. She never had any pain in her extremities, no claudication, no discoloration, but she did have arterial disease. She does have anxiety, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and no edema of the lower extremities. Her urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no history of kidney stones, no history of neuropathy in the lower extremities, and she has arthritis in hips and knees also. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hypothyroidism, degenerative joint disease, chronic neck and low back pain, peripheral artery disease, worse in the right lower extremity, anxiety, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, bilateral renal artery stenosis, and severe environmental allergies. Past surgical history, she's had cholecystectomy, she had lumbar back surgery, a left carotid endarterectomy, cervical spine surgery. She's had stents placed in both renal arteries and also in bilateral lower extremities. And she does follow with Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O, vascular surgeon in Midland. Social history, she smokes one pack of cigarettes per day for the last 50 years. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is divorced, lives alone, and she's retired. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, cancer, and chronic kidney disease. Drug allergies. She is allergic to animal dander, Ativan, Bactrim, codeine, Flexeril, Diavan, house dust, latex, levaquin, mold, omnicef, tramadol, wellbutrin, and Chantix. Medications, she's on amlodipine, 10 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, vitamin D3, 500 units daily, Plavix, 75 milligram daily, Zetia, 10 milligram daily, Pepcid, 40 milligram daily, Synthroid, 50 microgram daily, Niacin, 500 milligram at bedtime, Omeprazole, 20 milligram daily, Paxil, 20 milligram daily, Pravacol, 20 milligram daily, Bistolic, 10 milligram daily, and EpiPen as needed for severe allergic reactions. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Physical exam, height 61 inches, weight 117 pounds, pulse 66, oxygen saturation 98% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 142 over 62. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. She does have upper dentures, and some lower teeth are her own. Neck is supple, without lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen. No palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Pulses 1 to 2 plus bilaterally in the lower extremities. 2-second capillary refill. Full sensation in feet, ankles, toes. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 31st, 2025. The creatinine 1.90 with GFR 27. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin 4.2. Phosphorus mildly elevated 5.0. Calcium is 9.8. Hemoglobin 11.8. Normal hematocrit 37.9, normal white count, normal platelets. And previous hemoglobin 724 of 24 was 12.9. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease, and we need repeated labs now with a urinalysis, an intact parathyroid hormone, iron studies due to the anemia, immunofixation, and free light chains. And she'll be getting them done this week. Also, a urinalysis with protein to creatinine ratio. 2, hypertension, slightly higher than goal. She did not take her morning blood pressure med today, she reports. And 3, moderate right renal artery stenosis that's being followed by Dr. Constantino, not requiring intervention at this time. And there's no renal artery stenosis on the left, according to recent scans. So we will follow labs monthly after we get the initial labs back, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.